Next, we hear from one of the greatest singing actors of the American musical stage. Here is Richard Kiley now in two selections from Mitch Lee's and Joe Darian's Man of La Mancha.
I have dreamed thee too long, never seen thee or touched thee, but known thee with all of my heart. Half a prayer, half a song, thou hast always been with me, though we have been always apart. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea, and thy name is like a prayer an angel whispered. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, if I reach out to thee, do not tremble and shrink from the touch of my hand on thy hair. Let my fingers but see, thou art warm and alive, and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed thee, Dulcinea. Now I found thee, and the world shall know thy glory, Dulcinea, Dulcinea.
Dulcinea,
yeah.
what of the American musical of today and tomorrow? A good and valid question when so much of what we see on Broadway is imported from Europe. Despite this fact, I feel confident in saying that the American musical is alive and continuing to survive. The hope for the American musical may not be on Broadway as much as in the regional theaters of this country. Producers in New York want sure and successful items, and the inclination is to go with that which is proven. Regional theaters, however, are more willing to take chances, and the advantage for their audiences is that they may well be seeing future Broadway successes in the making. Here is a selection from a musical which will enjoy its regional theater debut this summer at the Barter Theater in Abingdon. From the cast album of Bittersweet, Songs of Experience, by Elliot Weiss and Michael Champagne, we hear the opening number, The Bittersweet.
Everyone winds up in bed.
Still, there's a melody playing deep inside your head.
The bittersweet plays on and on. The music moves you even after tears are gone. And your heart beats with the song, like a drummer marching down in the grass.
That's how it has to be played.
Nobody's sending you roses unless they can send you the bill. Half of your friends expect you to fail, the other half hopes that you will.
Everything comes down to money, but none of it comes down to you.
And where is the cavalry riding it to pull you through?
The bittersweet plays on and on. The music frees you, and it can make you strong.
So go on, strike up the band, where the colors hit the stars of the light brigade.
To conclude today's program, I've chosen a selection from what might be considered the most American of American musicals. It began as the brainchild of Michael Bennett, who conceived of it as a workshop for out-of-work singers and dancers. What it turned into was a show which changed forever the public's view of the performers who are the backbone of the American musical. From the original cast recording, here is the full Broadway company and the final moments of A Chorus Line. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Singer Spotlight, and I hope you'll join me next week when the Singer Spotlight will be on Mozart in opera. I'm your host and producer, Tony Partington, thanking you for listening. Singer Spotlight is made possible through a grant from Woods Piano Company in downtown Johnson City, authorized dealer for Steinway, Schimmel, Yamaha, and Young Chang pianos.